Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to the home opener of April 9th, 2010. Now, we all know how 2010 ended up for the Giants, but it all started at home before 42,940. The Atlanta Braves were the opponents. Now, the Giants opened up on the road against Houston. They swept the Astros 5-2, 3-0, and 10-4. And Tim Lincecum won the opener on April the 5th. We know how this season ends up, Chris, of 2010. It was magic. Of course, the Giants and the Padres chasing each other down the stretch in September. All right, here's the lineup for the opening day. For the Braves, managed by Bobby Cox, Cabrera, Prado, Escobar, Gloss, Diaz, Infante, Hayward, Ross, and Hudson. For the Giants, this one gets me, Chris, because it's a World Series team. Rowand in center, Renteria at short, Sandoval at third, Huff at first, DeRosa in left, Molina catching, Bowker in right, Uribe at second, and Jonathan Sanchez on the mound. How about that?
How about that, Marty? I mean, that lineup bore little resemblance to the lineup that carried the Giants through the postseason. Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabian made numerous adjustments during the season. Pat Burrell arrived, Cody Ross arrived, and Buster Posey, yes, came up from AAA, probably most importantly. So much happened to the Giants during the course of that season. So this was just a glimpse of what was to come.
Well, I love it. I love going back and looking at this one. All right, here's the way the game goes. As I said, 42,940 at the ballpark. Troy Gloss, an RBI single for the Braves. Matt Diaz, a single, and in the second inning, the Braves are up 2-0. Atlanta, fifth, they go up 3-0 on a Matt Diaz single as well. Now the game starts to get interesting. In the Giants, seventh, Aaron Rowan, a base hit. Renteria, a double, so it's second and third. And now playing good baseball, Sandoval and Huff hit ground balls to second, and both runs score, and now the score is 3-2. We go to the Atlanta, eighth. Troy Gloss, a base hit. Matt Diaz, a sacrifice. Bobby Cox is the manager. Ross gets a bases-loaded walk, and now it's 4-2 Braves as we go to the ninth inning. Chris, in this one, Atlanta picked up Billy Wagner, who may be a Hall of Famer one of these days, to be the closer, and this is his chance to get in against the Giants in the ninth inning. Eugenio Velez, a double. Rowan strikes out, and Chris, this brings up Edgar Renteria. You talk about clutch performers in his career. This guy is one of them, and here he comes in the ninth inning, the opener at home.
Here's Wagner, looking at second. Now the left-hander throws. Slider, there's a high drive, deep to left field. This has a chance, and this ball game is tied up! Adios, pelota, Edgar Renteria is on fire right now. His third hit of the game, a bolt of lightning. And the Giants have tied the game in the ninth inning.
And he hits a home run off Billy Wagner to tie it up 4-4, and this one goes into extra innings.
Edgar Renteria was a player for the moment. A moment would be presented to him, and he would do what it took to dominate or control or excel in that moment. They needed a home run. He was not a home run hitter. He knew what kind of swing he had to put on the ball. You know, he was facing a guy who threw hard, Billy Wagner, so he knew what he had to do, and he just went out and did it, as he would do in Game 5 of that year's World Series.
Oh, I love it. All right. We now get into extra innings. Bobby Cox gets ejected by Bob Davidson at the top of the 13th, arguing a check swing on a bunt attempt. So now we go to the bottom of the 13th. It's still 5-4. Bowker flies out to right. Uribe a walk. Velez strikes out, and they send Uribe. He steals second base. McCann claims that Rowan's bat impeded the throw. Uribe ends up on third, and Aaron Rowan gets a base hit to the shortstop.
0-2. Winning run at third. The pitch. Rowan hits a ground ball to the hole at short. Over to backhanded Escobar. His long throw to first.
The winning run scores, and the Giants win at 5-4. How about that for Aaron Rowan?
Aaron Rowan, I don't think he's remembered all that fondly among Giants fans. He seemed to come through a lot on early season games with big hits. Again, that was a year where Bruce Bochy emphasized to each hitter, trust the guy behind you. If you can't do the job, trust the guy behind you, he'll do it. And that's the way the Giants played. It resulted in their first World Series championship in San Francisco.
Well, here's the way September went, if you remember. First of all, the Giants were 6-12 in the year against San Diego. San Diego in September was 12-16, and they had that 10-game losing streak, part of August and September. They got the Giants back in the race. In April, the Giants were 13-9, San Diego 15-8. In July, the Giants were 20-8, and in September, 18-8. And that's how they eventually got ahead of the Padres to beat them 92-70 for the Giants, 90-72 for the Padres. For Billy Wagner, it's a blown save in his first year with Atlanta. Let's look at Renteria, Chris, as you mentioned him. 72 games, 276, 332, 374 slugging. World Series for the Giants, 7-17 with two homers. As a World Series player, Chris, 21-63 for Edgar Renteria. So it's Uribe, Renteria, Huff, and the crowd, and they end up winning the World Series.
And the right-hander for the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! For the first time in 52 years, the Giants are world champions as they come pouring out of the dugout.
Yeah, you know, Edgar Renteria addressed the team in a very emotional meeting that he led during a mid-September game at Wrigley Field in Chicago. He was literally crying. He told his teammates, I want one more chance at a World Series. I know we can do it, but we got to get going, and we got to come through now. His teammates responded to that, Marty. I mean, it just proved what a great, great leader Edgar Renteria was and how much respect the Giants had for him and how they could channel that respect, that emotion, into results on the field. You look back at that 2010 season, it was remarkable and wonderful in so many ways, and Renteria was one big source of that.
Well, how about Uribe still in the bag in the 13th inning? How about that? And what a player this guy was.
The thing I remember about Juan Uribe was he didn't walk into the clubhouse. He strutted. You know, he intended to do something each day to help the team win. And if he couldn't do it, he would inspire his teammates to win. He, too, was another great leader on that club.
Boy, what a game. The Giants win it 5-4 in 13 innings. Affeldt gets the win. Medlin takes the loss 4 hours and a minute. And the Giants win it, a home opener, and we know the rest of the season was magical as well. Well, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.